So with leadership support, it's something that, you know, you want to have the program describe that employee safety is important and that violence is not tolerated, and importantly, having funding for the program. So all of those things are great. The biggest area of, you know, importance and the most work that needs to be done is looking at an analysis of safety in the workplace and having protocols. And, you know, this is where potential employers would want to have experts and would want to take a look at the potential hazards in the workplace. And, you know, this would be not only, you know, possibilities for violence, whether it's an employee who is losing their job, whether it's an employee who's being counseled for poor performance and seems to have a bad reaction, whether it's someone who may intend some kind of self-harm. You know, there's a lot of different potential fact patterns that could be reported there, whether it's a customer, it could be an outsider, it could be an insider. There are a number of possibilities. And then how employees report it. And right now, most employers definitely have a way of reporting threats of violence and, you know, who to report it to. But then I find, like, in most employers who are looking at these policies, not that many understand what exactly will happen if there is an emergency. So, you know, people get very, there's no drilling. There's no, like, I understand what the protocols are necessarily unless they have actually been through it. So it's important to make sure you know, okay, here are the resources that we have. Do we need some sort of, you know, person that we call to do an assessment of a safety risk? Do we need to call the police in a particular situation? Do we need to have security? Do we need to call, you know, outside counsel? Do we need to call PR? You know, how does this work? And so it can be helpful to have some sort of crisis management committee who is trained and who understands exactly what needs to happen in that particular case. And then having actually thought through your policies and protocols, you know, as we all know, these things are useless if employees don't know about them or know how to use them. And so training can actually be invaluable when you've got, you know, how to handle these kinds of things, and then looking for warning signs. And then, of course, you've got to train the crisis management committee. And a few of the other things that you've got to look for are, how are you going to screen people? What are you going to think about doing with respect to that? You know, there's a lot of other issues that you want to make sure that you've got going on, like the warning signs you want to look at. You know, assess their ability to carry out an act of violence. You know, does the person have an intent or a plan to harm other people? Has the person, you know, ever talked about harming themselves? Do they have the means to carry out any threats? Have they owned or displayed any weapons? Are they employee? Have they been disciplined? How did they respond? You know, all kinds of things like that are really important. And so, you know, When it comes to those things, there's a lot of information that you can provide. You don't want to scare employees, but you more want them to feel like there's things that they can do, that you have options. And then, unfortunately, you know, if there is an incident, you want to make sure that there is the opportunity for review after an incident. And you want to make sure that you've got some way to care for employees. You know, many employers have EAPs so that you can provide for counseling, you can provide for medical care, anything like that. You can go through and figure out, why did it happen? How did it occur? Does someone need to be disciplined? Do we need to revise our protocols and things like that? And it's really interesting because there's actually some great resources that employers can have in terms of how do you build a better workplace, and what are some practices that employers can have in terms of providing a more healthy workplace. And it's having the leadership who is supporting that. It's trying to address reduction in stress and a toxic work environment. It's communicating resources in terms of either how to get help if you are suicidal or have mental health issues, or if you know someone who has, is having a hard time, helping with self-care. That's a phrase that we hear a lot today. But how to handle that, and then the training on your program, the training on self-care, and working on dealing with your stress. A lot of times, having some sort of peer support and a well-being program will help. Understanding and promoting your mental health and crisis resources. And then making sure that at least in the workplace that there is no access to the means to have any sort of violent response to something, and being ready with a crisis response, like having a plan or a program, making sure that you have a policy with clear reporting lines, and knowing what to do and having training in the event of some kind of emergency. Because unfortunately, we're at a point where we can't really ignore it anymore.